The U.S. stock market opened steady today on Wall Street after some instability overnight in global markets following Donald Trump's victory in the race for president. And for more on the economic effects of this election, we're joined by Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
And as we look at the Dow right now, it is up 161 points, which is interesting because when it became clear that Trump was heading for victory, the Dow futures at one time were down about 700 points. What happened?
Yeah, it was wild, as a matter of fact. And futures actually were what they call limit down. That meant that they were falling by 5%. So they sort of say time out right now. And in addition to that, we saw the Mexican peso cratering by 13%, the U.S. dollar tumbling. And then we saw safe havens like gold and U.S. treasury bonds, as well as the Japanese yen. All those assets jumped. And then a funny thing happened at around 2:30. All of a sudden, we see Donald Trump come out. He speaks and the selling starts to kind of slow down. And by the time we had the opening this morning, we were flat and now even higher. I think this is a remarkable reversal and certainly maybe instructive, perhaps, in looking back at Brexit, that a lot of people felt like, hey, we got burned with Brexit. We sold initially and then things came roaring back. I think it's a little bit more time and energy being focused on, well, what is going to happen now under a Trump presidency?
Do you expect that over the next several days and weeks that we're going to see a roller coaster ride in the stock market, or do you think they've had their reaction to what happened?
I think we have a roller coaster, and part of it is going to be understanding what the Trump administration's financial priorities are going to be. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that the TPP is dead, right? That you cannot go against your electorate, even if some actual Republican congresspeople really wanted the TPP. But unless we really have a better understanding of what's going to happen, it's hard to see how markets are going to move in just one direction or the other. I think a few things to keep an eye on is, how does Trump start talking about China? Is he going to continue to use that rhetoric that it's a currency manipulator? Is he actually going to insist on renegotiating NAFTA? And is that possible? Is there going to be some conversation about who is the Treasury Secretary? What is that person's policies going to be? How would they influence the entire economy? All these things are unknown. And during a time of unknown, I think we have a void that is a really ripe for potential volatility, upside and downside.
Economists have been predicting leading up to the election that if Trump were to win, given all the things he said he would do, that we would be headed for recession. Is that being talked about today?
Well, it's not being talked about today, but I do want to remind everyone that, you know, we have been in a recovery period now for 88 months, and that is a very long time. It's not the longest, but we're heading into the top three recovery periods. And I think over the course of the next 4 years, there is going to be a natural slowdown in the economy. Whether that is caused by some exogenous event like a trade war or something going on beyond our control or something that is created because of this new administration, we don't know. But I think that the market's sort of on high alert. But a very strange thing is also occurring. With all the economic distaste that people have expressed around this election, Here we are actually growing, seeing jobs added, and I think the Fed on track for a December rate hike.
That's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks.
Take care.